From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Here's today's question. Are collaboration and morale connected? Well, the answer is yes, but it takes a little bit of conversation to understand why. First of all, let's define our terms. Morale is the collective goodwill, good feeling in your organization. Now, you know, on any given day, any one of us has our ups and downs, but morale is how we all feel together. And if we're not feeling positive about the company, about the clarity of what we're doing, about priorities, well, morale can suffer. Morale can suffer if you don't feel you're treated well. And if you don't feel you're treated well, you're less likely to want to help other people. So let's assume for a moment that people are treated well, they know their priorities, they understand why they ought to work together. What gets in the way of collaboration then? Well, oftentimes there are simple things that we fail to do as leaders that get in the way of good collaboration. For example, I've been seeing many organizations that are flatter today, that are interrelated with different departments needing to work together. But they're not working together as well as they could. And one of the reasons is that they lack information. When we don't know what other people are working on, what they're up against, what their challenges are, what their deadlines are, well, we can only see the world through our own eyes then. And collaboration requires more than morale. It requires empathy. It requires us wanting to know what it takes to make a great day at work for somebody else. If we have empathy, we're looking at what's going on in their worlds, in their heads, in their hearts. And that only happens if organizations make it easy to share information. What's happening on their calendar? What are their deadlines? We often use different means of communication, different calendars. And so anytime you can cut through that as a leader to get people to share information about what they're working on, it'll grow empathy. It is important to establish priorities. When everything is important, nothing is important. And when everything is important, people stay in their own silos. Another thing that's truly important is to make sure that you don't reward lone wolves. You know, we like our stars, we like to praise people as individuals, and we should. But if we spend too much time praising individuals and not teams, the message goes out that it's better to take care of yourself. And then morale only exists when we're taking care of ourselves as individuals, not looking out for our colleagues. And that leads to one more tip. How do we reward managers? Managers are the ones who hold the key to whether or not they operate as a team leader or as a silo protector. Now, team leaders are people who do encourage reciprocity, sharing of information, helping colleagues. Silo managers are people who want to keep all the information internal. They want people to run things past them first, to always ask permission, and to assume that everyone else is out to get them and step on their turf. When you have good collaboration, morale is actually a side effect. So yes, they are connected. And that's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler for Loyola University, Chicago.